day tour. Okay. Shabbat Shalom. I make lots and lots of lists. I'm just a list maker. I like to cross things off. So I make lists for my to-do list. I make packing lists. I make shopping lists. I just like to make lists. And I'm intrigued by what other people put on their lists too. If you looked at my Outlook calendar where I do most of my task creation and list making, it's sort of strange because you'll have my grocery list and interspersed with that, you'll have things like write the wedding or prepare for the bris. Or go buy 300 things for family camp. It's just sort of all interspersed in there. It's a very random list. And it reminds me of the list that we have in the Torah this morning. So we're reading Parshat Pekudei. And the Torah doesn't always make lists, but when it does, usually it makes sense. This one, if you just read this, it's like they're going to the hardware store, I imagine. And they say they bring 29 talents of gold and 730 shekels by the sanctuary weight of silver. They had this amount of shekels. They had this amount of men. They had this amount of shekel again. Then they had this kind of yarn and that kind of yarn. And then they had this metal and then they had that metal. It's like they explored the entire hardware store and craft store and couldn't decide what they wanted to put together. But ultimately, at the end, they create the Mishkan. They create the tabernacle. And it's the space that's created because all the different parts fit together in just the right way to make it something really special. And the parsha is called Pekudei. The Shoresh, Pekad, is used here to talk about a record. But in other parts of the Torah, it's the same word that we use to remember. So most famously, we hear Pekad et Adonai, Pekad et Sarah. When we read the story of Sarah, and Sarah is super devastated that she can't have a child. And then it says all of a sudden, and God remembered her, and she became pregnant. Remember and record. And they're both used, back in the Sarah story and in our Parsha this week, to talk about something that you want to make sure is included. Somebody who may have been on the outskirts, that woman who's desperate to become pregnant and can't. Or those pieces that seem strange and don't know how to fit together, and yet they do. And I think that the reason for that is because Pekudei is right after Vayakel. We come together. And when we come together, we have to remember to include all of the bits and pieces that make community. Whether that's the people who are really strong to be the builders, or Oholiab and Itzamar, that they were there to be the creators, the creative types, the artist. Whether that's the people who can get up and speak, or those kids who just need to jump around, and their joy adds a piece to it. It's this reminder that we build our community, we build our tabernacle, our Mishkan, when we include all the little bits and pieces, small parts and big parts, the things that you may think how that can't even possibly fit in, and then end up having this magical piece. And it's the last parsha in the book of Shmot. And we say, chazak, chazak, v'nit chazek. We should be strengthened when we remember to record and include every person in our community. Shabbat Shalom.